We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Jonathan Karl is with us live on WBEN this morning. His new book, Front Row at the Trump Show, is out today. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning.
You've known Donald Trump longer than any other White House reporter and virtually anybody on the White House staff. 25 years, right?
26 now. I think it's actually longer than anybody on the White House staff with the exception of his daughter, Ivanka.
Wow. This has to be a surreal time to be covering the president.
I mean, the reason why I wrote this book is I realized I had experienced things that no other White House reporter in history had ever experienced. I mean, nobody ever faced a president remotely like Donald Trump, and nobody had the kind of interactions that I had. And in the crush of the day-to-day news, because there's been so much of it for the past 5 years, really since he launched his campaign, I've been keeping notes. I've been, going through so much, but dealing with the breaking news. Finally, last year, I said, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to pull back from it all and tell these stories. And in doing it, I went back to my sources, and I reported on the major events that had taken place. And I found out, first of all, I found just about everybody willing to talk to me. And I found out things that blew me away that I didn't realize were going on. It's been an amazing experience.
Yeah, and then this lands during another major time for this administration. How much has Trump changed over the years that you've known him?
Well, I got this old photograph from 1994 from the first time I met him. It was at Trump Tower doing this crazy story where I cold called him out of the blue. He got back to me, invited me over, and I did this story for the New York Post, and I took that picture, for some time when I was living in New York. I had it in a frame. When I moved down to the Washington area, I threw it in a box. After he became president, I went down into the basement, dug out that old box of photographs, and I found the picture. And when I look at it now, what strikes me is just the visuals. The guy looks almost exactly the same. Same dark suit, long tie, same grin I've seen him in 1,000 different pictures he's taken with people now in the Oval Office. And in some ways, he's exactly the same guy he was back then. He is somebody who is radically unpredictable, but almost so much so that it becomes predictable, his wild swings. Somebody who loves the press, likes to complain about the press, likes to, complain about reporters, and then is like courts reporters more aggressively than any president that I've ever covered.
Speaking of that, when you're called fake news and lamestream media, does that affect your demeanor at these briefings?
Well, we are, any reporter is a human being, so it's hard to say it doesn't affect you. You have them, basically enemy of the people is the taunt he uses. That is essentially calling reporters traitors to their country. He says we're disgusting, horrible people, lie all the time. For people who get paid to tell the truth, that's our job, is to tell the truth and seek out the truth, not to say we don't make mistakes, but that is a really hurtful thing. But the thing is, you have to brush it aside, because our job is not to oppose the president. And I think some people have kind of fallen into that. But, our job is to report on the president. And what I tried to do with the book was to write a story about what this has been like so that even the most diehard Donald Trump supporter or the person that just hates Donald Trump and thinks he's a threat to the country, both will like to read this book because it'll give you some insight into what he is actually like and what these events have been like.
This pandemic is going to be a defining moment of this presidency, without a doubt, don't you think?
Oh, there's no question. It's, I mean, I think it's it may be the biggest crisis of our lifetime. I mean, I, you know, was a reporter at CNN during 9/11 and you know, remember vividly, you know, seeing, you know, running to the Capitol as it was being evacuated because everybody thought that fourth plane was headed to the dome of the Capitol. And I remember how our world changed after 9/11. But this has done more to shut down our entire country and affects every human being in America. I mean, we all know somebody who is sick. Many of us know people who have died. We all are experiencing, you know, our children being sent home from school, empty store shelves, businesses closed, people who are out of work. This affects everybody. And this will define, how he handles this will define his presidency.
We see these daily briefings. We're carrying them on WBEN each day. The president, the vice president, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx. Is there any information that we're not hearing at these briefings that are information that's off limits because they're afraid of panic?
Well, I do think that one of the things that they have tried to do with the briefings, and by this I mean not the president, although he does too, but you know, the real professionals, the, you know, Fauci and Birx, when they have somebody from the CDC, is certainly to try to prepare people, but also calm people. I don't get the sense that information is being intentionally withheld, but there is often a gloss, I think, that is put on it. I mean, for one thing, it's almost infuriating day by day to hear the self-congratulations about how great the testing is going in America. We, eight, 9 days ago, we learned about the first White House reporter, somebody that we work with in close quarters, who has suspected coronavirus. That reporter got a test on Tuesday of last week, okay? So a full week ago, we're on the eighth day now. And as of late yesterday, the test result still was not back. This is somebody who works in the White House, who has had close proximity to the president, who has had proximity to many of us in the press corps. You know, pretty high-profile case. And even this person has been unable to get the results of the test after more than a week. And I have friends who have no such, you know, connections, who could have tried to, you know, move things along faster, who, you know, took well over a week to get tests. And by then, I mean, what good is it? I mean,
right.
So, you know, so I do hear things like that, and it makes me, you know, it's frustrating.
Right. I mean, every city and town across America, we're hearing about these faster tests, but we have yet to see them. But speaking of this White House reporter, why are White House reporters seemingly passing around the same microphone at these briefings? I mean, appears to be so unsanitary.
That was absolutely infuriating. That happened the day before yesterday. I was actually not at that briefing in the Rose Garden. That was the first time it happened. And I immediately got on the phone with the White House, one of the deputy press secretaries who handles all that. And I was like, come on, you've got to either not pass around the microphone, or if you're going to do it, it needs to be wiped down between each person. This is insane. We've taken a series of steps. I'm sure you've noticed. I'm also president of the White House Correspondents Association, so this has been a main responsibility of mine. We have taken steps to try to protect the safety of the reporters and the cameramen and the camera and the sound techs and all the people who cover that place to protect the health and well-being of the White House press corps by limiting the number of people that go to the briefing every day. We now sit two people to a row when we're in the briefing room. That's 14 people where there's usually 49. But you know, it's not an ideal situation. Trust me. They check our temperatures, but as you know, temperatures aren't going to tell you much. You know, they're just going to tell you whether or not you have a fever. They're not going to tell you whether or not you have, you know, COVID-19.
Right. It sure was glaring, though, to me. Jonathan, we appreciate the time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, and I hope you enjoy reading this book as much as I enjoyed writing it.
That's Jonathan Karl, Front Row at the Trump Show is his book, out today, ABC News Chief White House Correspondent.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.